This is the number one politics, society, and culture podcast that you'll ever hear. It's called the Toasty Podcast. Look, if anyone is going to start a media revolution, it might as well be us. Sky created the Toasty brand to influence people in a positive way in order to empower independent thinkers such as himself to stand up for what they believe in. And here at the Toasty Podcast, we call that staying toasty. So, where does that leave you? It's simple, really. When you support our work, you're supporting the good fight. We produce podcasts, create YouTube and TikTok content, and design apparel that isn't made in China for you. We want to engage culture, so let's get toasty. I got it.
We'll fascism is creeping in.
Okay. Apparently, fascism is creeping in, okay? We're all going to die. All
right.
Just kidding, dude. Alex Jones, bro. They're coming after us. I don't know how to do his...
The turn of the freaking frogs game.
Yeah, there it is. I don't know how to do his accent. I can't do it at all.
It's just like a super gravelly...
Yeah, I don't know how to do it. That was like Star Wars, bro.
Jabba the Hutt. That was a pretty good Jabba the Hutt. We both knew.
We both knew what it was.
It was like Jabba the Hutt's dog.
Pretty clearly, I was the voice actor. Just kidding. Russia is banning journalism just like Facebook and Twitter and the other guys. Does it sound familiar? Also, our El Paso Democrat Joe Moody got stripped of his leadership position. For what? Leaving the state like an idiot. And we've got more, guys, but right now I want to talk about COVID. The WHO's chief says that it was premature to rule out the lab leak theory. Of course, being a dead horse as usual. Uh-huh. I just think it's funny they're going to bring it in slowly, you know?
Yeah, well, they're just slowly admitting to more and more. Like, pretty soon we're going to find out that the vaccines are not quite as effective as they make them out to be. And
not as effective.
And
yeah,
the thing
for
is,
sure.
It's been happening this whole pandemic is they've hyped it up and hyped it up, and it wasn't as dangerous as they made it out to be. It wasn't quite as contagious as they made it out to be. It wasn't sticking to objects. It wasn't just floating through the air outside.
Right.
There've been zero confirmed cases from one person getting it from another person outside.
Right. I hate this freaking squeak, bro.
It's all inside. And then yeah.
I mean,
the thing that we'll never hear from is how many COVID, quote unquote, COVID deaths that there were in China.
We'll never know exactly what happened, right?
Yeah.
And I heard one was like one of the main researchers for it. She went home and she died from it, and her family like confirmed it at some point. And I was like, what the heck? That's weird. This is all hearsay. It was all on Joe Rogan from Brett Weinstein talking about it. He's a doctor, right? He's an advocate for ivermectin. I want to talk about that at some point, but whatever.
Right.
Anyway, I had a few tables just so I'm serving now, right? I had a few tables yesterday, and I'm like talking to them slowly about it, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm the guy, dude. I just get into it. I'm like, you know what? Let's get into the juicy stuff, right? And most of them are saying, they're like, yeah, I just think that, you know, it's user's choice, basically, what they're all saying. They're like, it's up to you, you know? And I had an older couple say, I mean, yeah, we got it because, you know, we're older. And they were like, but my grandson didn't get it. He's like five.
Yeah.
And she's like, and my daughter and my son-in-law didn't get it because they're younger, you know. She's like, and I'm definitely not going to tell them to get it because isn't the house vaccine supposed to work, supposed to protect me? And I'm like, you know,
exactly.
I'm fully behind you. And I said, and you're not pressuring me right now. And I wasn't wearing a mask.
Oh, you don't have to at BJ's?
You're supposed to wear a mask, according to corporate, because BJ's is actually based in California.
Oh, man.
BJ's is based in California, bro.
Ugh.
But all my managers are obviously conservative.
Right.
Speaking of
wearing a mask in California, like you can't. LA County just made a mask mandate mandatory again, even for vaccinated people.
It's all just a bunch of crap. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything surrounding is just like, why? Where is this? Where is all this crap coming from? You know? There was never a clear answer, ever.
Yeah.
And it's ruined it. It's literally ruined it.
I mean, it literally came from China, though. That's so, what I'm saying. It's all,
oh, for sure.
It's all one place.
Well, Wells
even,
on...
Even, like, the confusion and the change of information and everything. I think it's all...
Yeah. An article from Sky News says, COVID-19, Valance corrects mistake to say 60% of people being admitted to the hospital with coronavirus are unvaccinated. So at first, before the show, I was telling Matt that 60% of the people being admitted to the hospital in the UK were vaccinated and they were getting COVID. Apparently, there was a correction to that.
Huh.
This is what Sky News is saying. Sky News says Valance had to correct his mistake and say 60% of people being admitted to the hospital with coronavirus are unvaccinated.
So what's the other 40%?
My issue, vaccinations, which is still a high number to me.
Yeah.
40% of people in the hospital have vaccinations. Double shot, by the way, guys. He said double shot. So even if whether it's 60 or 40, if they're correcting the mistake.
A remarkably high percentage.
Very remarkable. Yeah, exactly. Knowing that it's supposed to be almost 98%.
Do you know which vaccine it was?
I'm not sure. I can actually look at – let's see. He posted, correcting statistics. Okay, about 60% of hospitalizations for COVID are not from double vaccinated people. Rather, 60%. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. No, and that's – you know, that's my problem here. This doesn't specify the vaccination or the type. That's my problem with it too. No one really specifies that. Like, sometimes you can find it, but the news articles don't say – they always say vaccination or vaccine. Yeah, they don't ever say, like, this group of people that we took the statistic from had the Moderna.
Right.
It's because you – what, can you just not track that very well?
No, you definitely can. It says
I feel like you could
because
you obviously
box.
Have the record.
Yeah. Well, my grandparents told me once they got vaccinated that they – I think they both had the Pfizer vaccine. So – They knew the brand it was. I think they specifically were like, we want the Pfizer vaccine.
Yeah, if you're the guy getting the vaccine, I'm not saying you're not going to know what type you're getting. I'm saying all the news articles I read about vaccines, it's vaccines, it's vaccinations. It's never, you know, Pfizer this or Johnson
that's,
that. Or,
that's
you
the
know.
Thing is the vaccines really are different. Like the J&J vaccine is totally
different companies. The J&J, of course, right? Because it's not even an mRNA.
Right.
And I get that, too. It's just... Yeah, you just get constant heresy over it, man. And you know what? I'm just this. How many episodes have we gone talking about COVID? I'm sure I could count. I'm sure I could count on one hand or two hands, maybe.
We've been talking about,
but it's still a lot
for
a podcast that only has 59 episodes. That's too many.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the biggest deal
of our lifetime so far.
So.
And there's constantly something else brought up and something else brought up, and it's almost like part of their plan, dude. You know. Let's just keep the COVID thing going as long as we can.
Yeah, because they have control, and people ceded a lot of control to the government and just gave up on making decisions for themselves and thinking for themselves because it was so much easier if somebody else with a bigger brain did it for me, right?
I quote
air quotes on bigger brain because people in the government are stupid.
Yeah, and just to show you guys,
for the most part.
Just show you guys that big media is all the same. I have another headline for you guys from Fox, and it's by The Hill. Fox News hosts urge viewers to get vaccinated following criticisms of network. I'm sure they were just getting backlash because they're Fox News and they're right leaning. Why would they not get backlash for that?
Yeah.
A pair of Fox News hosts on Monday urged viewers of the network to get vaccinated against the coronavirus, dismissing conspiracy theories about the safety and efficacy of the vaccine. So I guess they were talking about the safety and efficacy of the vaccine beforehand, and they were just trying to clear it up, I guess, because they were getting backlash. Quotes. Well, here's the thing. And one of the CDC officials said yesterday, look, the pandemic right now is really just with people who have not been vaccinated. 99% of the people who died have not been vaccinated. What they are trying to do is make sure that all of the people who have not been vaccinated get vaccinated. That's Steve Ducey said Monday on Fox and Friends. What the heck is that, bro? 99% of the people who died have not been vaccinated?
Yeah.
You think that's true?
From COVID, yeah. Why wouldn't that be true?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember, like, if we ever got an actual number of people that died with COVID. You know what I mean?
That were unvaccinated.
I know, but that was never a real number to begin with, right? Because it was comorbidities and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I find all these percentages, just, it's ridiculous to me. That's all I'm saying. Because a lot of times I feel like it's all like a big statistic, and you can't always have that right. You know, that can't always be right.
You really, I mean, it's hard to find good information, too. You know, because every statistic comes from a study that has a particular leaning most of the time.
Right.
You know, you can use statistics to prove anything. So.
All right, I'm done. I'm done with that crap, dude.
Yeah. It's. If you're vulnerable, get a vaccine because it's the lesser of two evils. And
boom, done.
And you're done. It's
there
over.
You go. Ask your doctor, guys.
Crisis over. If you've had COVID, you're done. Crisis over. Move on.
Right. If you've had it,
don't wear a mask.
For sure. And like, I'm actually a big pro. I'll tell you guys. Yeah, sure. Go see a doctor. Whatever. You know, I personally just don't. Not because I don't trust them. It's just because I just don't. Like, I've never been that guy. I really haven't, you know. And I, because the reason being for me is because, you know, I would have strep throat or whatever I would have. And my mom worked in the hospital, worked in a hospital, and she would be like, you know, pull my tongue down and look back there and be like, white dots, okay, you know, you have strep throat. And I'm like, oh, thanks, mom, you know. And it was always this thing of like, there's tons of symptoms you can look at, right, and you're good, right, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, there are things that you need a doctor for. Like, you can't get around it. Like, this weird thing's happening, and I have zero idea. There's no way I can tell what it is. Let's go see a doctor. Let's go see an expert about it. But if I have strep throat, and I look in the freaking mirror, and I see white dots, and I know I have strep throat, and I pay $300 to go see a doctor to get prescribed something, and they spend literally 3 minutes on me, that's what pisses me off, right? I'm like, this is dumb.
Well, that's when you just go to – hopefully you can go to, like, online.
Now, I hope. Yeah, that'd be sick.
Well, they loosen a lot of restrictions.
Did they? Because the antibiotic itself is like, what, generic brand, $14. Okay, cool. Yeah. You know, that'd be cool if I could just be like,
prescriptions are cheap, doctor visits are not.
I need
that.
Yeah.
That's the whole game.
That's the whole game, dude. But, that's the whole game, bro.
Yeah. Stupid.
Dude, Russia out here testing freaking Sirkon hypersonic cruise missiles, dude. Have you seen that? Apparently. See, it's weird. And I know, you know, testing missiles, everyone does that. Everyone tests military stuff all the time, right?
Yeah.
But they say, Putin said, it successfully tested the hypersonic missile. And what that basically is, Putin says specifically, I think he said it in like 2018 when they were trying to create this thing. This is according to Reuters, that it would be able to be almost untrackable by U.S., he specifically said U.S.-built defense systems.
Huh. So.
And it says they successfully tested it. I don't know. Russia said on Monday.
I highly doubt that.
You do?
Yeah. I don't believe that at all. I believe that they probably created hypersonic technology because Russia and China have both been doing that for a long time.
Right,
like a decade
for sure.
Now.
You just don't think they're successful, right?
I think they are probably successful, but I don't think that. Putin is correct when he says that we don't have the technology to track it.
Oh, for sure. Well, he just wouldn't know about it.
Of course we do.
Right? Just like the whole UFO thing. We've already talked about that, right? You think?
We crush them in terms of our military technology.
Right.
Like, I mean, we've talked about this, the whole UFO thing.
Yeah, dude, yes.
I mean, that's us saying without saying, like, look what we can do.
I believe it, dude. So. I'm fully behind that, man. Yeah, here's some quotes for it. The tactical and technical characteristics of the Sirkon missile were confirmed during the tests. That's what the ministry said for them to say we successfully tested it. So the tactical and technical characteristics were confirmed. Huh. Okay, I don't know if that necessarily says, yeah, we definitely successfully tested it. You know?
Yeah, that's what that says.
But they're, yeah, I guess. All
right. I would say so. I mean, like I said, I don't doubt that Russia did it. I mean, they beat us to space. They beat us to space again. And
well, my point is, if the technical characteristics were wrong,
yeah,
and it failed, then the technical characteristics were right because they were like, oh yeah, they did what
so
we thought it would do, right?
What
I'm trying to say.
What I think would happen, hopefully, I don't know how this administration would do it necessarily, but then again, I don't know. We wouldn't want to admit what kind of tracking technology we have, but our military could say, like, yeah, we saw that test and it didn't do what you said it did. Yeah, we were monitoring, yeah, but then we don't want them to exactly know what we were monitoring, what we know, you know, that sort of thing. But I mean, there are analysts that work for any one of those 17 branches of intelligence. And a lot of them are just sitting there looking at satellite photos, analyzing it every day.
Yeah.
So
that's true,
there's
man.
Not a lot that gets there. I mean, there is stuff that gets past them, but not something like that. So
you really think, okay, so moving on to new thing, you really think those five Democrats like have COVID and they're just like straight up, do it?
Yeah.
I mean, I know they, well, I don't know, man.
That'd be really dumb politically to say you have COVID when you don't.
You think so?
Yeah. Just to get out of being arrested. Like if you just go to the House chambers, you won't get arrested, you know? Plus getting arrested and being the whole martyr and look what I'm sacrificing for voting rights BS looks way better than, oh, I went to DC and then I got COVID because I'm an idiot. Didn't have a mask. Don't take travel seriously. I mean,
interesting.
I think they look really dumb either way.
I guess I thought they would delay it, but like, I don't know. Now that you're talking to me, I guess maybe not. I didn't know, first of all, if they're in the House, they can't get arrested.
So, okay, let's give some background so people know what the heck we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, the Republicans are voting.
Oh, we haven't talked about this on the show?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh.
Texas Republicans are
listeners,
voting.
I'm sorry, guys.
Texas Republicans are voting on a
They were voting on the bill.
Integrity.
It's a voting integrity bill,
and
not a voting restriction bill. Please.
Of course not.
Right.
No, it expands voting hours and requires ID for mail-in voting. That's pretty much it. Like that's the gist of it. And also attached to this bill is transgenders in sports bill as well. So Democrats don't want to. Texas Democrats don't want to vote on this at all. So what they did was they fled the state and had the bright idea to get a private plane and fly to Washington, D.C. And then they got in front of a stupid podium that was like Texas House Democrats. And they sang, "We Shall Overcome," in front of the stupid congressional building. And then they flew back home. And then they visited with Kamala Harris while they were up there. Future President Kamala Harris, and flew back down, and five of the, like, it was only like 20 that went,
yeah.
So 25% of them or so got COVID as they came back, and
they got told, so while
they
were gone,
like total amateurs.
Governor Abbott was like, okay, we're gonna arrest these guys, right? And it was like, okay, fine, he can say whatever he wants.
Well,
and then the House voted on it.
That's in the Texas Constitution, where if you're elected into the Texas House,
I hate that freaking mic.
And get some WD-40. And if you're elected to the Texas House and you don't show up to vote, they can arrest you.
For sure, but I thought that was like literally a constitution in all states. I've thought.
No.
Okay.
Texas has its own constitution. Just like Maryland has its own constitution.
I know that, but I thought it was pretty much – I thought it would be one of those things that was pretty much – because they made the comparison of Oregon
state
and some Republicans left Oregon once for something. The same thing happened.
That may be – they may have similar laws in other states,
dude.
But I mean –
but they didn't get arrested, obviously.
The Texas Constitution is very different from the Oregonian Constitution, I can assure you.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
Louisiana
sure.
is really different too, like property rights in Louisiana and all that. It's very different because it's like – French-based.
Well, speaking of this whole thing, though, also, in the meantime, whenever they were in D.C., El Paso Democrat Joe Moody was stripped of his leadership position.
Yeah.
He's still a representative, I guess, right?
Well, yeah.
But he was a leader in what, something of the House. I can't remember what it was. Do you remember?
Some committee in the Texas House. And it was funny that I saw this guy's tweet.
Speaker pro tem, that's what it says.
Yeah.
P-R-O-T-E-M.
Yeah, it's just
interesting.
It's just like a.
So doesn't really mean much.
Mostly symbolic.
Oh, okay. So it's pretty. Okay, I got you.
Office, yeah, title, but he was stripped of it, and he sent out this tweet that was like, "I'm a husband and a father and a Texan or an El Pasoan." He didn't even say Texan. He said El Pasoan, like first, and these are the things that are most important to me. He can never take that away or something. And I was like, you're obviously upset if you're tweeting about it. You just don't say anything. Just be like, I don't care. You know?
Well, yeah, but I know. But they're all in public office, bro. Only there for public office? Nah, they want attention.
But I know he wants attention, but he already got the attention being in that headline.
That's true.
If you tweet about it, then it means that they wanted it and it got to you.
So I just thought this was funny. It's a kind of a little comparison. Not really. I don't know how much it really means for us, obviously, because I don't know if anyone really cares about publishers in Russia. But Russia outlawed a publisher, an investigative media outlet, for quote-unquote being undesirable. That was the quote from Russia. So essentially, I guess, from Putin's administration or whatever. Hmm. And they organized them as foreign agents. It's just weird. The reason I say it's like kind of a comparison is because that's Russia and their government and the way they work, right?
Yeah.
But over here, the same thing would happen to, say, Parler or, you know, other publishers similar. So Parler wasn't considered a publisher.
Parler's not a publisher.
I was just going to say Parler's not considered a publisher, but just like Facebook and Twitter, it would have soon became one because they become news outlets, mm-hmm. right? And they don't follow Section 230 anymore.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, so making the... What's that?
I was going to say Facebook News is...
Is already there. It's already there. Yeah, so Facebook News... Anyway, that's the comparison I was going to make. Mm-hmm. And they're censoring things as well. Facebook and Twitter and all these people, right, are these social media groups. So that next step... What is that next step? The next step is the government, bro.
Well, yeah, the next step... Well, the thing is, the government doesn't have to itself.
They just intimidate... Facebook to do it get Facebook to do it.
Yeah, I would say they intimidate Facebook to do it because they're not hiring any.
You think they're intimidating them to do it?
Facebook is paying the government.
Like speaking of the misinformation thing.
I would say Facebook is paying the government, not the other way around.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
No, I do. Yeah.
And the government could be like, well, we can limit your income or we can break you up because we consider you a monopoly. We can end you, Facebook, literally. Or you could just flag these posts and quietly...
You know, it just
block these users, and
I just want to see what I want to see. You know how they have that movie
little marks on these
called
videos.
The Social Network.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to see The Social Network Part 2. I want to see the part where he gets done and it's Facebook up until this point.
He's just
right
like
here,
sucking the souls.
How
out
did?
Americans.
Well, that's what I want to know. How he became like where did he become a guy like he is now, or where did he become a CEO of this company? Because Facebook is not the same as it was when it started, obviously. Not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close. Their mission statement has to be different. Has to be. To connect people? Nah.
Psh, I mean, your mission statement could be the same, and you just don't follow it
anymore.
It's like on this dusty corner.
Do you see
the
point I'm making, though, dude? I'm not saying that has to be mission. I'm just saying, like it just surprises me because you're looking at this. Well, obviously, movies can portray it a little bit differently, too. I understand that. And they mm-hmm. probably put him in a good light because he was about the lawsuit, you know? But against the Winklevi. mm-hmm. But I'm so mind blown. Like, I can see Jeff Bezos and like, oh yeah. Yeah, he's the guy. He's that guy. I mm-hmm. can see it, you know. Elon Musk even, maybe, but he's like really trying to get things done, you can tell.
Yeah.
Is Mark Zuckerberg like just some random college guy doing his thing? Kind of a robot, kinda in a way, you know? I'm not the guy that believes in that conspiracy theory, but I'm just saying like now what, dude? Now he's right under the government's hand and just like, all right, let's get it.
Well, he has no choice. He wants his legacy and his company and his, you know, Standard Oil to stay together. You know what I'm saying?
So if you were in that position, that's what you think would happen with you or me or someone else in that position. We would just be like, man, what do we do? It's like the mafia, dude.
Well, I have principles, so.
So you wouldn't, right?
No.
And I wouldn't either, but that's the point I'm trying to make is how do you – do all the companies with the principals just get cut out?
Yeah. They get bought out by the companies with the money. Everybody has a price. I mean, you can be as principled as you want to be, but if you say, I'll pay for your great-grandchildren to never have to work, what are you going to do? You're going to take that money.
That sucks, dude. Why? It's awesome. That's freaking awesome.
It's capitalism.
But it is capitalism. But what that?
But it's also unbridled capitalism. And unbridled capitalism is like
that's okay. Good. I'm glad you're like
pretty
on that. That's good.
Pretty dangerous.
So
my thing is real quick. If you're gonna have And I'm more libertarian than most people. If you've ever watched this podcast, you probably know that. But my thing is, if you're going to...
Libertarian AF, brother.
If you're going to restrict capitalism in any way, you need to start saying that's not capitalism anymore. It's a restricted, you know, capped off capitalism. Whereas if you really want like true capitalism, you wouldn't have half the regulations we have or half the restrictions we have. But
Mike's week coming up.
The quality of life would be very different for a lot
no,
of people.
No, I agree. I see that it goes back to the whole thing of like everything in moderation, right? Even in a government system. All the types they always say, they say, you know, socialism, capitalism, freaking Marxism, freaking all this stuff. I don't know if we necessarily need everything in moderation there. But what I can say is the systems we do have in place, you know, they say we want capitalism. But straight capitalism, obviously, ends up being a bad thing. Right?
I think Ron Swanson.
What about a democratic republic? You know what I mean?
I think Ron Swanson, that's a form of government, not a form of economy. I think Ron Swanson says it best when he says capitalism, the God's way of determining who is rich and who is rich and who is stupid. So, I mean, that's the thing is like you're not gonna.
Yeah, but then you're telling me – so that sucks though because, you know, the rich end up being the unprincipled people because they're the ones that
– Not necessarily.
Bought out the principled people.
Not necessarily. What if you just are a really good doctor? Then you can be rich and principled and do the right thing and be good.
Okay. Well, going back to what we were comparing earlier, so the principled versus the unprincipled, what I was going to say is it sucks because that principled person ends up being like, hell yeah, I have money, I'm good, whatever, and my family will have money, and we can just go live off and do our own thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Or help people.
Hopefully, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they keep helping people.
Philanthropy, yeah.
Hopefully, they like do something in society. That's what I'm saying. I'm afraid of that happening. I'm afraid of like the conservative side – like just stepping back, you know.
Exactly.
Since I've been thinking that for so long, I've been thinking about stepping back and not being into it, you know. And I'm like, no, we can't do that.
The root of all evil is well, I wouldn't say it's money. I would say it's government. Like anytime the government sticks their hands in anything,
heck yeah,
it gets
root
screwed.
Of all evil is government.
So think about it. When Facebook was just Facebook, it was okay, right? A lot of people could say whatever they want. Then the government started to say, you're getting pretty big, Facebook. We want you to start doing these little things differently, mm-hmm. or we're going to, you know, we might have to bust you up. Then Facebook started to really change, and they started having to conform to not just what their users wanted, but what the government wanted. And those are two very different things most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the same goes for, that's just one social media company. The same goes for medicine, and the same goes for transportation, I think. I think now, local government's different. Like, city transportation is one thing, but national transportation, interstate transportation, I'm talking, like, about the TSA,
mm-hmm.
That can be very, obviously, you're losing a lot of privacy rights, and that can be very, it's a tricky subject, but we gave up a lot of our rights after 9/11, for sure.
Oh, the Patriot Act, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's... You give up liberty and freedom for security every time.
Safety, yeah.
And that's a really harsh catch-22. And I'm always going to be on the side for liberty and freedom, you know, rather than safety, personally. I'd rather take the chance and live free than, you know.
Live in fear.
Live in fear and have no freedom.
Or think you have the protection.
Yeah, because... I don't know. Just living in fear and always fearing death. And
what do you mean you don't know? It means you're independent. Like it's the independent thought. That's all it is. It's independent thought. So if you have independent thought, all of a sudden you think like, well, I can do these things. Like I can have a protection. I can just do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, cool. Well then, they can do their stuff. They want it. They can do whatever they want. You know, the neighbors can do whatever they want. You know.
So when government meddles and stuff, they tend to screw it up.
I think it like I think it might just stem from needing something in the first place, and pointing it to the government, like thinking, oh, they can
well,
do it for me.
Well, it's an abdication of responsibility. It's an abdication, so the people are like, you know what? I don't want to be responsible for my own safety. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pawn it off to my congressman, and he's going to pawn it off to the president. That's how the power system has been kind of given up. The people give it up to their federal legislature, and the federal legislature then gives it up to the executive. That's why we have such a fixation on the president. Whatever the president's doing, whatever he says, can affect so much. It was definitely not always like that.
Right.
And it's because so much power has been given to the executive branch and the bureaucracy, the fourth branch of government, which is now just the federal loaded bureaucracy that exists. It's true. I mean, the administrative state is very real. A lot of people call it the deep state. It's the same thing.
Right.
It sounds conspiratorial when we call it the deep state, but I like to call it that because there's no...
So dumb. There's no other term for it, bro.
The administrative state, but that's more boring, so...
And behind the curtain state.
My definition of the deep state is just people that can't get fired very easily.
Right.
Most of the times they're people that couldn't really make it very well in the private sector.
Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the whole problem.
So what about that Facebook thing where they're basically getting people to stop spreading misinformation or whatever with the help of Facebook? What was that? Did you see the article or anything?
So Jen Psaki came out in a press conference and said that the White House specifically is flagging misinformation, they're calling it. So it's not necessarily false information.
Mm-hmm.
They're just saying it's information they don't want you to hear.
Right.
And they're flagging it for Facebook. Those are her words.
Well, I've also heard that some people, like, by the article I read that I'm trying to find right now for you guys, some of the left was also apparently like, whoa, that's crazy. Because she was, like, saying a lot of stuff that was just like, whoa. Just like that.
And that's the thing. It's too far. If they just say it and don't try to hide it, then it's like, okay, well, what's the problem? You know? No, nobody's really going to question if they're saying it out loud. But they're definitely saying the quiet part out loud. They're
exactly
actively meddling in public platforms. And that's no place for White House's input.
Well, and then I also heard – I didn't hear that it was from Biden or – sorry, read that it was from Biden necessarily. But the Biden admin was looking into how they could get – text messages also viewed and looked at and then blocked or whatever for misinformation.
They wanted to look at text messages
insane,
and
dude.
I think emails as well for the spread of what the thing is. Some people say, so the difference between disinformation and misinformation. Disinformation is like information that is like the sky is green. That's disinformation. Now, if you said the sky is orange, you may not be wrong. You know, it could be sunset. Or if you said the sky is purple. So that could be misinformation. Most of the time it's blue or black. So misinformation is like, it could be true, but it could, you know, it could be like a white lie. You could be leaving things out or taken out of context, or it may just be against the mainstream narrative. Which in this case, that's what they're talking about.
Mainly what it is, right? Yeah. But even if it was the latter, right? Wait, whenever you say the latter, that means the first thing you said, right? Or is it the former?
Oh, dude, the former is the first thing you said.
It sounds like the former. I thought it was always backwards. Anyway, well, the former, whatever, dude, doesn't matter. What I was trying to say is, even if it was the former of what you said, everyone, as far as big media goes, does that, you know? Leaving things out, or lie, or whatever the heck.
One side of the story.
They all do that.
Yeah.
Every single last one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so when a person does it, first of all, you can't be freaking surprised, because that's all you're feeding them. And second of all, how the heck are you just going to censor that and not your own stuff, right? And that's what I would just like, what the heck is this, man?
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's become so blatant. So, like, there's probably always been the whole hypocrisy train, but, like, bro... Right now, dude.
Yeah.
It's like so overt that it just like
And
how,
most,
man?
Most
how?
People, like, just don't have the capacity right now to care.
Right.
They're so distracted by all the other things that are going on, you know, in their social life, mm-hmm. in their online social life mm-hmm. that we've created. And politics is just not people's thing anymore. It's sad. But
unfortunately, man, but that's why you should listen to this show. And guys, if you're listening right now, thank you for joining us. Please share the show. Share the show and just freaking go ahead and punch that like button or just tap it. Give it a little love tap. Either way, however you choose.
Love punch.
User's choice. And guys, you can check out some of our apparel if you want to support the show. Or go to Patreon.com/TheToastyPodcast. Or maybe just be Toasty Podcast, actually. Anyway, either way, you guys know the drill. Sharing the show is always number one. And you guys are tied with number one. Oh, man.
So we got off on some kind of deep tangents there, didn't we?
You think so?
A little bit. That's okay,
though.
I agree.
What did you want to talk about? Did you have something else?
We're keeping it toasty. Yes.
Bro, I just want to get into it.
Two things for sure. Cuba. What's going on in Cuba? The revolts, the...
You know what's interesting?
Resetting, restarting of a revolution.
I keep focusing on the weeks prior to the podcasts, forgetting that we haven't even talked about Britney Spears now because of what happened with their audio and everything. So, you know, we've got Cuba, we got Britney Spears, we got these things that haven't been said or whatever. By the way, guys, just a quick update. Everyone knows what's going on with Britney Spears by now, I would hope. She had the ability to choose her own lawyer, so that's pretty cool. They let her have that, and now she's like actually fighting, like saying, you know, her dad can't be a part of this anymore. Let's get this done. And the lawyer seems pretty into it. So he was a federal prosecutor.
Oh wow.
So
and now he's
and he's serious about it. He's like, okay, now he's on her side. So.
He's just a civil attorney now.
I guess so. But my whole thing. I found out some more stuff about it though. By the way, just more
he's
research.
Making bank. By the way, if he's a federal prosecutor
guaranteed.
And now he's a civil attorney. Oh,
and
gosh.
Her too. She's paying some money. Come on, dude.
Well, yeah. She can afford it.
How does that work? Bro. Does her dad just let her spend?
She gets an allowance, which I'm sure is, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
Right.
Probably like $100,000 a month.
Versus her probably millions.
Versus her having access to hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal, guys.
The rights,
rights
to music and stuff like that.
If she needed help, like, with keeping track of finances and stuff like that, totally understandable. But the fact is that it's more than that,
dude.
She
can hire an accountant, bro.
Yeah, exactly. This is her whole life, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. I'm not
Freedom.
Into that. But
anyway.
That was what we were talking about last time. The Cuba thing, right? So people are going crazy, bro. And you're right. It's like a restart of a revolution, dude. And
if it gains steam. And the thing is, it's not going to gain steam without U.S. governmental support.
Well, there were some representatives saying yes, like they agreed with it. Keep doing it.
Yeah, but the
I know, but there's also Democrats on the other side.
Guess what? Congress abdicated the whole foreign policy and approval and denial and right to declare war. They abdicated all that crap to the presidency. 9/11, War Powers Act.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Continuing resolutions on.
Well, then on the left, they're saying that they actually agree with. Sorry,
War
not
powers.
On the left. I was seeing like BLM supported the communist side of things.
Yeah, they,
in Cuba.
So yeah,
I was
so
like,
AOC and the Black Lives Matter as an organization both blamed the United States for the embargo, for the trade embargo.
Right.
That's like, well, you don't think it was, you know, Fidel Castro being in power for 62 years?
Or, yeah.
Or the communist regime that they've had, or the fact
didn't
that they
the last of the Castros just
anyone? Raul Castro just gave up power, like
just gave up power
a year ago,
right?
2 years ago,
yeah.
And Fidel died several years ago. But okay, so this article from the Wall Street Journal sums it up pretty well, I think. So Cuban citizens took to the streets across the country for the first time in more than six decades to protest against deteriorating living conditions and the lack of basic goods and services, including medical attention, amid increasing numbers of COVID infections. The protests, with thousands of people calling for an end to the 62-year-old communist regime, began July 11th in the western city of San Antonio de los Baños, later spreading to more than 40 40 cities and towns, including the capital of Havana. The president quickly deployed, I'm paraphrasing now, the president quickly deployed security forces, quote unquote, because the Cuban military is like pretty so-so. It's a lot of old Soviet crap. He deployed them across the country and his government disrupted communications. Basically, everything is state-run over there. So, like, their phone service, their milk is just one brand. It's the government brand for milk, government brand for cheese, whatever. Yeah, it's weird, right?
It's like working for, like, a company.
It's communism.
Yeah.
The government is the company.
Yeah.
And the company is the government. And
this is your healthcare. This is your thing. Yeah,
everything you own and work for is the state's.
Mm-hmm.
And all your labor
is the state's.
Is the currency,
right?
Essentially.
But that's not slavery.
No, it's communism.
I know, dude. I know.
But, yeah, the government doesn't own you. It owns your labor and everything
right.
you produce.
You own nothing, but you're happy, essentially.
Yeah.
You're happy, quote unquote. I should put that in quotes. You're happy.
They shove happiness down your throat.
Well, I feel like the more we do, the more things have to happen in this country, the more things that lead me to believe like they don't want you to own anything either. You know what I mean? Like.
Well, yeah. The rise of
Blackstone, BlackRock, whatever the heck the company's called, buying up all these houses, dude.
Yeah. The rise of communism and Marxism in America is real.
It's here! And people don't understand that.
But, yeah, anyway, so they're marching for freedom. They have been since middle of July. And the thing is, the U.S. government is not there to support them at all. And think about what we would have done maybe 30, 40, even 60 years ago. When we once invaded Cuba, we had a really half-assed invasion called the Bay of Pigs, in which we basically, not to get into the Bay of Pigs invasion, but we assisted a group of Cuban rebels against the Castro regime to, we gave them military aid and helped them with unmarked troops, invade a small beach in Cuba.
And yeah, they were saying
the whole reason it failed was because Kennedy didn't want the U.S. Air Force backing them up, which they needed. They needed airstrikes really bad, and we could have done it. We had planes ready off the coast of Florida, but we didn't do it because they would have known that we were behind it. Castro would have known, but Castro knew anyway.
Like, why would that have mattered? That's what I want to know. Who were Cuba's allies, first of all, is what I want to ask.
Well, the Soviet Union.
Okay.
Mainly.
Okay, there we go. Because I was going to say, like, why would we care? Who cares, dude? Cuba's like, well, we're going to attack America. No, you're not.
Yeah, well, if America invades a Soviet ally, then the Soviets are going to invade
America.
That's
what I meant. That's why I asked the allies. I was like, well, who's their allies? Because I didn't know.
Right? Just a couple years later, the Cuban Missile Crisis happened.
Now here we are, right? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
that's a juicy point.
We have a really tense relationship with Cuba,
right,
to say the least. It goes both ways. Like, we basically were like, okay, nobody can trade with Cuba. And that's why they don't have modern cars. That's why they don't have a lot of good medicine. It is because we had this trade embargo with them, but at the same time, hold a free and fair election for your people, because that's what the people want. You won't have raft loads of people going through shark-infested waters 90 miles across the Gulf of Mexico to come to this country.
Yeah, shark-infested. That's like a key factor there.
Yeah. Very key. A lot of people died trying to come over.
Yeah,
here.
It's just, yeah, yeah.
Cuba.
Yeah, man. Holy crap, dude.
So, my thing is, a lot of these people on the left are not criticizing the government at all. They're criticizing our government, which it's not about our government. The Cuban people aren't pissed off about the trade embargo. They're waving American flags a lot of time because it's a symbol of freedom.
Yeah, okay, that's something I want to talk about, too.
And they,
how many people wave American flags out here?
All over the world.
Yeah.
And they're waving American flags and saying that they want freedom from their own government.
Right.
Because it's so restrictive. They just want to be able to produce their own goods, you know, and keep it.
I get frustrated at seeing, like, how the left can continuously still say what they say and see all that we see, you know?
Yeah.
It's interesting to me.
I mean, they're the thing is,
they can't not be doing
this. The left
this
appeals
stuff on purpose,
to emotions.
Right?
That's what their whole key is. Reactionary,
yeah.
Split second. Don't think about it too hard. emotions, you know? And that's the thing is, with Americans' attention spans, as short as it is, especially with the rise of social media and 30-second commercials and 6-second TikTok videos,
right?
It's our attention is getting even shorter and more easy to manipulate with just little things here and there.
Minute things, right?
Yeah.
I was watching Tim Pool, and he was talking about shout out to Tim Pool, I guess. If he ever sees this, he was talking about how like he was watching videos, like these little tiny little videos that didn't really matter in a way, but he's like, but it's still manipulation. He's like, some guy cooked a salmon in a coffee pot, like put the broccoli in the water area to steam, and like put the salmon in the pot and some other stuff, right? And it was like a hack or whatever, right?
Okay.
And he's like, the kids that are watching this are gonna grow up thinking that's the way. Not knowing there's a better, more efficient way or some crap. And he's like, that's going to be the same idea as
or look,
all this
look,
stuff, right?
You can
right?
survive
like,
on so little.
I didn't know why we brought that up. I was like, why are you talking about this? And then he's like, it's manipulation. And I was like,
yeah.
What?
And the thing is, it's not like it's not direct manipulation of like, maybe like a political nature necessarily.
Right.
It's a lifestyle thing.
Right.
Like, oh, look, you only have to have a coffee pot to make delicious fresh fish.
Right.
You know, you don't need this big fancy kitchen. You don't need all this cookware.
You'll own nothing and we will
and
be
you'll like
you'll be,
it.
You'll be happy.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be happy.
You'll be renting your house because Blackstone will own it.
And,
BlackRock
and
own
I see
it,
all whatever. The time on these little on the YouTube shorts, it's just like Asian street food all the time. I don't know why it pops up, but it always pops up. Asian street food. And that's the thing is like you're going to start having all this. Like it's kind of like American fast food. It's cheap, it's quick, and it's unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing is once you start changing health and lifestyle, the deterioration of
well,
people's
look at,
health,
look at the
mental
fast
health,
food
it
industry.
All just goes down. The whole country goes down.
Yeah, look at the fast food industry. Like how it came up, how it rose up, dude, so freaking quickly.
Yeah.
And now here is Gen X, dude. Look at how healthy they are. Or not healthy.
Right.
Right? And it's interesting. Obviously, I can't generalize that and say not all of them are. But, like, the America's obesity issue that we would call as an issue, right? Like, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Like, as far as getting, like, more people and more people and more people.
We're the fattest country on the planet.
Right. But I feel like it maybe started getting, like, exponentially worse, obviously, when fast food came to town.
Oh, yeah.
Boom. And then we have the 2010s where they were like, we need to start introducing salads, you know?
Yeah.
McDonald's hasn't always had a Southwest chicken salad, guys. I don't know if you guys know that or not, but they started introducing all this crap because they were getting so much backlash because the country was freaking getting fat.
Real fat. Still are fat.
Yes.
But there is like a resurgence of fitness for sure. Like I feel like fitness became really popular in the 80s and 90s.
In the 80s, you think so?
And then it really died down.
And now
it's
coming
now
back
it's
up, dude.
Definitely coming back
with Gen Zers and the end of the millennials, and that's you and me, brother.
Well, and I think also, with like Instagram, the selfish nature, and has kind of that perk of I want to look good, so I want to be healthy.
Because everyone can be a model now, right? Because you can be on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
So now you need to look good.
Exactly.
Well, that might, that's actually a silver lining, dude.
That
was interesting. It's
social media
lining.
Is like 80-20. You know, it's 20% good, 80%. Pure putrid evil. So
that's what you think? I wouldn't know that by your Twitter, bro. You're killing it,
you
dude.
Like that?
Guys, you can find Maddie B on Twitter.
Yeah.
Toasty Maddie B, spelled MATTIEB. After the
toasty,
toasty
Maddie
obviously.
B. Yeah. Yeah. I promote the podcast on there, and I just like spout off random retweet. Random
you guys
crap,
want his? Yeah. You guys want his political nonsense, bro? It's right here, bro. It's right here. It's not really nonsense, honestly.
It's
I don't know. Right-wing
crack pottery.
Maybe. Right-wing crack pottery, dude. Holy crap. And you can find me at every social media platform at The Real Sky Day. Other than that, the podcast on Instagram at toasty.podcast. What do you think, Matt?
So, the last thing I want to talk about Ben & Jerry's. The cream owned by evil leftists.
Whoa. Really?
What do you mean, really?
I don't know. You're telling me news,
they
bro.
They have like a Oh, what's that?
I don't know who, but they have like a Colin Kaepernick flavor. Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I don't keep track. I don't actually like Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
No, it's gross. It's way too sweet and just. I mean, obviously I'm from Texas, so there's only one ice cream that's tolerable down here.
Well, what did you do whenever Bluebell wasn't around?
Didn't eat ice cream.
Oh my gosh, this guy, dude.
When it came back and there was only vanilla, I had vanilla for like a
month. What kind of right-wing crack pottery is that? No, I'm just kidding, bro.
Right, it's Bluebell.
I would eat Dairy Queen.
That transcends politics.
That transcends politics?
I'm talking ice cream you buy at the store, though.
Oh, only you bought at the store?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't actually like store-bought ice cream that much. Okay. I actually would choose Dairy Queen over that.
Dairy Queen's good.
I know, but that's just my thing.
For soft serve.
See, I love soft serve, bro.
You would.
You would, you little snowflake. You would. Whatever, dude.
What a poon.
I don't think I've ever heard you say that, dude.
I don't know if I've said that on a podcast. That's okay.
Oh, man. Shee!
Sorry, let me get back to Daily Wire.
Oh, come on! No, I'm just kidding, dude. We're good.
So, the Israeli foreign... this is off, so obviously Daily Wire. Israeli foreign affairs minister to demand U.S. enforce anti-BDS laws against Ben and Jerry's. Ice cream.
What the heck?
He called it shameful. So, this is what Ben and Jerry's did.
Sweet, coming up.
This is what he said. He says, Ben and Jerry's decision to represent shameful surrender to anti-Semitism, to BDS, and all that is wrong with the anti-Israel and anti-Jewish discourse. We will not be silent. So if for those of you that don't know, BDS is boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel. And it's a largely anti-Semitic movement that basically is just... I wouldn't say it's as anti-Semitic as it is anti-Zionist. They believe that that Israel as a nation and Jews specifically are basically stirring up trouble in the Middle East, which is far from the truth. They're stirring up trouble for Iran and they're defending themselves. That's pretty much it.
Which, by the way, we talked about putting sanctions on them like recently again. Who? For oil. Biden did.
Iran?
Like, yeah. 2 years ago.
Huh. They deserve all the sanctions in the world.
Maybe they do, but my point is like we can't. Yeah, whatever. Go ahead. And so now Ben and Jerry's is getting involved in this freaking Israeli conflict or whatever? Not really. I mean.
So Ben and Jerry's announced Monday, today, what's the date? The 18th, 19th? 19th. That it would go against, Ben and Jerry's announced Monday that it would go against their values to allow their frozen treats to be sold in, quote, occupied Palestinian territory. AKA Israel is what they're talking about. Like
they said it like that?
Literally quoted occupied Palestinian territory. Oh my end gosh, quote. Dude. Ben and Jerry's. The company.
Wow.
Yeah, so do not eat Ben and Jerry's ice cream. It's filled with rabies and poison.
Oh my just kidding, gosh, but... bro, dude. You sound just like them. No, yeah, dude, that's crazy that they said it like that though. That's weird.
So I'm gonna read the Ben and Jerry's statement.
Hey, go woke, go broke.
Yeah. Just
go woke, go broke.
Stay in the Northeast and don't come over here. Don't come to Texas because we don't eat that anyway. It's garbage. We believe it is inconsistent with our values for Ben and Jerry's ice cream. You're an ice cream store. Like, chill out. Like, no pun intended, chill but out. Chill the heck out.
That's funny. Chill out. Yeah. No, for sure, though, because, like, that's what I don't understand. I don't understand all these companies like Ben and Jerry's coming out with their like, straight up
logos and BS.
Like going crazy on their like what they really believe truly to their core or whatever.
How about unquote. No one cares? So let me just buy a pair of damn shoes, okay? Right. How about I just want to watch a damn football game? I haven't watched an NFL game in like 2 years.
No,
I didn't watch the Super Bowl. Like I'm like done. Don't care. Do not care.
Right? Yeah. People can come to this podcast for politics.
Unpopular opinion.
They can go everywhere else for other stuff.
Let's say unpopular opinion throwback. I think football is a barbaric sport. I'm just going to say it. It's cool. It's fun to watch, but what it does to people, their bodies, oh, their bro. Knees, their hips, their brains.
What's that movie? What's that movie horrible. That covers it? The African doctor comes from Africa, obviously, and he like literally found out or basically like brought to light that everyone was getting concussions from that.
Yeah.
What was that? That was crazy, dude.
What it was called. Will Smith. Fact check. Come on.
No, I have him off right now. Guys, if you're listening right now, I guess I'll go ahead and introduce him. But next time he'll be on. Right now he's not. He's getting used to the vibe, you know what I mean? Because our vibe's a little weird. His name is Nick, and he's going to be our fact checker. That's right, guys. I'm growing the team finally for the Toasty Podcast. So in light of that, yeah, I'll just keep going here. Next time we won't have all these like, oh, my gosh, what was that? You know.
So back to the Ben and Jerry's statement. So here's their statement. It's hard for me to read.
You're so mad.
We believe it is inconsistent with our values for Ben & Jerry's ice cream to be sold in the occupied Palestinian territory, OPT. We also hear and recognize the concerns shared with us by our fans and trusted partners. We have a long-standing partnership with our licensee, who manufactures Ben & Jerry's ice cream in Israel, and distributes it in the region. We have been working to change this, and so we have informed our licensee that we will not renew the license agreement when it expires at the end of next year.
Whoa, they're like telling you about their private business stuff.
That's Although weird. Ben & Jerry's will no longer be sold in the OPT, back to OPT, we will stay in Israel through a different arrangement. I guess they're just staying out of Gaza. I don't know, like, where, what? Yeah, we'll stay in Israel through a different arrangement. We will share an update on this as soon as we're ready. So, why did you say anything? That is, in the past they've said, in regarding the murder of, death of Dante Wright. I can't remember.
Okay, so check this out. So it says OPT, Occupied Palestinian Territory.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that mean that they're going to stay out of OPT? Or is that the contract they're ending? They're ending the contract with OPT or Israel?
OPT.
What did that say? So OPT. Occupied Palestinian Territory. They're ending the contract with OPT.
It will no longer be sold in OPT.
So is this the reverse of what we're thinking it is?
So what's OPT?
Occupied Palestinian Territory.
I know, but where is it?
Oh. It doesn't say where. It just says that's it. That's it. Here, let me go to this.
Do OPT map.
OPT map?
Because what the heck are they talking about then?
Yeah. No, you're right. Occupied.
Palestinian Territory.
Yeah.
So, the Daily Wire article goes on to... They talk about their past tweets about Dante Wright, Ben & Jerry's past tweets about Dante Wright, who was shot in Minnesota. They said the murder of Dante Wright is rooted in white supremacy and results from the international criminalization of black and brown communities, or intentional criminalization of black and brown communities. The system can't be reformed. It must be dismantled and a real system of public safety rebuilt from the ground up. # defund the police. Love Ben and Jerry's.
Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
So it has to be. Okay, but I think OPT is. So it looks like this map here shows West Bank and then Gaza Strip all. So West Bank on the right and then Gaza Strip right by the sea.
The Palestinian territory.
Yeah, but is Israel not included in the Gaza Strip or no?
No, Israel gave up the Gaza Strip in the 90s.
So then they are under the Gaza Strip technically on a map? Right, so I don't know.
So, if Israel is like right here, the Gaza Strip, so the Mediterranean Sea is like all over here.
Right,
Israel's
all the
right
left,
here.
Yeah.
You've got like Jordan.
So Syria. Israel's in between the Gaza Strip and West Bank?
Gaza Strip is like right there. The West Bank is like right here.
Okay.
And Israel's kind of bent all around it, surrounding it.
Interesting. Yeah, so they're just saying they're going to not sell it in Palestinian occupied territories. I don't understand how that helps them or hurt them.
Yeah, why what the heck is that? Wouldn't you want to, if you're on that side, I guess, wouldn't you like want to sell it over there?
Maybe that's their whole point, dude. Just confuse us.
I don't understand
that's
it.
That's weird.
But boycott, divestment, sanctions, apparently.
Wow. And then defund the police at the end of it? Like, where the heck did
well,
that...
Well, that's from the murder of Dante Wright, quote unquote.
Gotcha.
And they have a...
It's crazy, man.
They've got an ice cream flavor called Pecan Resist. Yeah. This flavor supports groups creating a more just and equitable nation for us all, and who are fighting President Trump's regressive agenda. Learn more at and take action here. Ben and Jerry's .com/pecan. That's pecan so weird, resist.
Holy crap.
So.
Welcome to the Facebook Warrior. This week's question was, if you could regulate the big social media platforms, how would you do it? And first comment, it makes zero sense, says Facebook and Twitter. He didn't understand the question. So skipping on to the next comment.
He probably was asking, thinking, like, which one do you want to...
Maybe so, yeah. Regulate. He said and. He just said or. Casey Russo, no regulations. First Amendment all the way. But also allow for the user to block or privatize their accounts.
That's already
said,
a thing?
That's weird. I said, because he's been blocked, I guess so. Yeah, he's been blocked a couple times for Facebook, or, like, put in Facebook jail or whatever they call it. And I was like, so even after being banned by Facebook several times for no reason, parentheses, not even violating their own user agreement, you still believe that it's a freedom of speech platform? Hmm. Like, because he said no regulations, First Amendment all the way, right?
The thing is,
and I was like, but you can't.
They don't adhere to the First Amendment.
Right.
They
so
don't
my,
have to here, either.
My point of asking the question, guys, was this. So I realized, yeah, at the very beginning, in its infancy stage, for us to say it needs to be free speech all the way and First Amendment, that's all fine and dandy. I get it. Yeah, that'd be awesome. But I meant now, at the present state that we're in, how would you regulate them, right? Because it's different now. Because Facebook is so powerful that now it is a publisher, like we just talked about earlier on in the show. How would you regulate it? Like a news source, maybe? So they have to hold to their standards a little bit higher or something like that?
Yeah, that's the big question is how would you regulate
that? That's why
that?
I wanted to know, right? And then he said, no. When I say user, I mean you or I. We should be able to block other users from harassing or threatening us. Okay, fine. Facebook already.
No,
what,
no,
why is saying
no,
that?
No, because then you could just then somebody could just block someone for disagreeing with them.
Correct. Facebook or any governing body like Facebook and Twitter are becoming shouldn't be allowed to choose what is or isn't threatening. But he's saying people should or fake based on their politics. Facebook shouldn't regulate their users at all. Social media platforms like a Facebook or Twitter should be regulated entirely by the First Amendment. I'm not sure about
that
at all.
That makes
absolutely
no sense. First Amendment does not protect you against private companies.
Right.
Private companies can do whatever they want to you. You're joining their platform.
They can. And before we get any further in that little conversation right there, I will say I'm backing off the argument where I'm like, well, they're a private company. They can do whatever they want, right? Because they're just
right.
They're not – they're too powerful.
I think I think at this point they are monopolies that control an entire industry and they need to be broken up.
Well, yeah, and how did Parler go away, right? Exactly. They just got together and like, nah. Fabian responded, I feel like people say this until the dark side of this concept starts to rear its head. You aren't offended or disgusted by something until you are offended or disgusted by something. At a certain point, as ethical human beings, we do have to regulate what is and isn't shared on any platform. Do I know what that line is? No, I do not. But I definitely know it when I see it. Furthermore, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter are all regulated by the government or quote-unquote fair and balanced news source.
Hell is this guy talking about?
Yeah, they're not regulated like that.
He's wrong on pretty much all of his points so far.
These entities are privately owned and operated much like a parent who has the right to decide what is and isn't appropriate for their child to do or say see in the world they supply them. These platforms are the parent and we are the children that use the services provided to us. This guy's socialist. Just kidding. The way he's talking. We own nothing. We like it, you know? E.T. phone home. Anyway, whatever. It's a free service. If you are an adult and don't want to live in the net cast by those who provide you something, it gets so funny, then go be on your own.
Yeah, he's basically saying the go build your own Twitter, go build your own Facebook.
In the famous words of many Americans over the years, if you don't like it, leave. But we've tried to build
our own. What about if you don't like it, change it?
It's called Parler. What about if you don't like it, change it? What about that one?
And the thing is, yeah, exactly. What happened to Parler? They got shut down, and Amazon Web Services wouldn't let them come back on.
And Casey comes back with a bang. We tried to leave, number one. Facebook and Twitter colluded with Amazon's servers and shut us down, ending Parler, which was on pace to destroy Twitter. Number two, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are hiding behind Section 230, which means in order to be a true nonprofit public domain, they cannot restrict access. But referring back to number one, the moment they decided to collectively crush Parler and silence one-third of those wanting to share content was the moment they chose to no longer be protected by Section 230, since they are moving like a government entity, therefore becoming restricted by the First Amendment. And he has other side notes and stuff he mentions. Rory said, by deleting them. That's how he does it. That's how he regulates them. He said, by deleting them. Himself, right?
Like his accounts?
Yeah, he's like, by deleting them. That's how he regulates it. Tom Hughes, better and more consistent enforcement of community standards. Better AI to screen obvious stuff. Better appeal process. Hold on. Fresh paint inside Facebook jail. So I went to this guy's profile and checked him out. Yeah. He's pretty liberal. He's pretty on the left. I can't say liberal. I got to stop using the word liberal because I actually like the word liberal, and I always have growing up because, you know, liberal-minded is different than being on the left, right?
Free-minded, yeah.
Right. So he is on the left. Wow, guys, that was juicy. That was crazy. You guys, it was really just two people that went ham. But thanks for joining us, guys, and I will answer or post up sometime on Facebook or on Instagram. Just, guys, you got to keep watch out. If you don't keep watch out, you won't know if you won. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, get that t-shirt.
Basically how it is, because I'll announce it wherever I announce it at. Hey, these guys won. Let's go. And you have to DM me or message me on Facebook to get your shirt, because I need to know your address and I need to know your shirt size. The last winners did not do that, so I'm giving you one last chance. You could come at me, Dave Sine and Anthony Cordero, for winning a t-shirt. I'm waiting for that.
Come on.
And that is the Toasty Podcast. What do you have to say?
That was it, pretty much.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I was gonna go on like a whole rant. Like Facebook is not a 501c3 company anymore. Neither is Twitter. They are not free speech platforms. They need to be broken up. Amazon should not control like 65% of web servers are all Amazon owned.
Yeah.
That should be broken down to like 25% across several different companies.
And isn't that in the world?
Yeah.
That's in the world, guys.
That's the internet. It's insane, owned by Amazon. They need to be broken up.
So what are we going to do, guys? Throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout all this time, we are going to stay toasty.
Stay toasty, everybody.
Thanks for listening or watching if you're on YouTube. You can find us at all the podcast platforms there are in the world. You can also find us on YouTube and follow us there. We are available everywhere. Please share the show if you liked it. The only way we grow is if you share, and that means you care. You can find me at The Real Sky Day on all social media platforms, and you can go see our website at therealskyday.com. See all the stuff we have to offer. We also offer apparel, and that actually does help out the show. TheRealSkyDay.com/shop, of course. But above all else, stay toasty. Toasty.